This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The big employment report due today, plus the ex-con artist who taught the biggest bank in America a lesson. From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. A big piece of the economic puzzle falls into place this morning. In about 90 minutes, we get the July jobs report from the Labor Department. Economists are betting that employment growth is pretty strong, about 185,000 new jobs added perhaps, and unemployment falling again. Here to get us ready with some prep is Mitchell Hartman at the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Mitchell, we found out last week, right, that economic growth has been pretty slow for the past year, only 1.2% annualized growth, but consumer spending and job growth have been quite strong, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of a best of times, somewhat mediocre times scenario. Employment in manufacturing and especially the oil and gas industry, they've really been hit hard by the low oil prices and the strong dollar. U.S. business investment is weak, but then U.S. employers keep hiring. Unemployment's at 4.9%. That is below the rate in December 2007 when the Great Recession started. In June, we had pretty stunning job growth, 287,000 new jobs. We've been averaging about 200,000 jobs a month over the past year. And hiring of temps is way up. That often leads to a surge in permanent hiring a few months down the road.
Yeah, just look at this election. Look at all this unease out there among workers and consumers.
There's no doubt about that. You know, you see it in people not quitting their jobs to try to look for a new one. Young people aren't buying a first home, even if they have a decent job. People are not able to find full-time permanent jobs, just temp and part-time and gig work. Here's Harvard labor economist Larry Katz.
Many people are not seeing the hours they'd like, and they're not seeing the wage growth they'd like. And then there are many people who have completely dropped out of the workforce and no longer show up as either unemployed or discouraged workers. So there are still real problems in the labor market.
All right, Mitchell Hartman, thank you. Let's do the numbers. Ahead of this July jobs report, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up 0.2%. There was an art opening at a gallery in New York City last night featuring the works of Pennsylvania artist Jesse Crimes, work created on the sly behind bars during his nearly 6 years in prison. As it happens, his New York opening comes in the same week that JPMorgan Chase agreed to pay nearly $500,000 to settle a lawsuit by former inmates who said the prison issued debit cards they were given with maybe $70, $100, or maybe $200 to help inmates get back on their feet upon their release, charged exorbitant, sometimes hidden fees. Mr. Crimes, the artist, was the lead plaintiff in that case, and he joined us at our New York bureau.
So first off, when I open the envelope, the card has a mugshot picture of yourself on the front of the card. You know, you're going to be identified as a convicted felon for every purchase that you make, and you already feel really stigmatized. So this is just another kind of reinforcement of that. So typically you get the card and you want to maybe stop and get some snacks because you haven't eaten real food in 5, 10, 15 years. So you stop, you use the card, maybe you pull some money out so that you have cash once you're in the halfway house. So you don't notice anything right away because you have a very small window of time to get to that halfway house.
But then as you start looking at the details of this card, there's some other features of it that you find problematic.
Yeah, so if you want to check your account, there's a 45-cent surcharge. And then, you know, if you withdraw your money from a bank teller, even if you go to a JPMorgan Chase bank, they're charging you $10 fees just to withdraw your own money from the bank. It took me a while to figure out that, you know, they were actually charging these exorbitant fees because when you're in a halfway house, you don't have access to the internet or a computer either. You know, going through the prison system itself was already this extremely dehumanizing experience. And to be released and then, you know, be preyed upon by this large wealthy bank just really rubbed me the wrong way.
So there's news this week that JPMorgan Chase has agreed to pay, let me see the figure here, $446,822, essentially a restitution of the fees that prisoners and former prisoners paid. How'd that make you feel when that news broke?
Good. I mean, obviously it's kind of a drop in the bucket for Chase Bank. But again, it's not about that for me. It's not about the final sum. It's about setting a precedent to, you know, curtail this predatory practice that they had going on with the Federal Bureau of Prisons and the United States Treasury Department. So, you know, it felt really good to be able to not only stand up to this bank, but be able to kind of recoup these fees for everyone else who's been released from federal prison.
Now, you had an opening in New York last night, was the reception, Marking Time in America, The Prison Works, 2009-2013. Now, obviously, you don't have access to formal art materials, so give us a sense. What did you use?
The first project, Purgatory, I began collecting prison-issued soap and carving them down into these little slivers of soap that I would then transfer images of offenders out of the newspaper onto the surface of the soap and then house them in these half decks of playing cards that I would smuggle them out through the postal service. So over my 6 years of incarceration, I made various bodies of work using the materials of the prison to kind of reveal some of these hidden systems and structures and power dynamics that were being enacted upon me and the other inmates, you know, within the prison system.
Jesse Crime's New York exhibit is now up at Burning in Water Art in New York City. Jesse Crime's, thank you.
Thank you.
50,000 inmates will share in the JPMorgan Chase settlement, so the average payout will be about $9. Online, we're putting up a director's cut of that interview, marketplace.org. It includes how crimes turn prison bedsheets into a massive canvas. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.